Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, Jordan George with us. You have certainly started the season doing very well offensively. Have you done anything different early this season that's gotten you the points, or is it just getting comfortable with your line mates?
I think it just stays the same from last year. We had a good year last year, and we have good chemistry together, and it just carries over, and certainly helps playing with guys like Matt Reed and Ian Lowe. They do a lot of work there.
On the game winner on Saturday, it was kind of a scrum along the wall. The puck pops to you. Did you know that Lozy was over to your right, or were you just hoping that somebody was over there to your right?
I don't know. A little bit of both. I thought he was over there somewhere. I didn't know he was that close up, but I just tried to get the puck to an area. I was actually going to try to chip it and go get it, but luckily Lozy was there, and then put it on Lozy's stick, and good things can happen when he shoots the puck.
What was that like over in the corner there during that celebration?
Oh, it was a big sigh of relief. Everybody was going nuts. To know it's great to get their first win of the year, especially we've come so close. It's our third overtime game now, so to finally get one was huge.
You played nothing but ranked teams, played very well. It's got to get a little frustrating that you weren't getting rewarded, but now that you've got the win, how do you make sure that you keep working that hard, even though you don't have a ranked team coming in this week?
Yeah, we just got to stay with the same game plan, ranked or unranked. It doesn't matter. We still play Beaver hockey. Our penalty kill is doing good right now, so hopefully they can keep building momentum on that. We just got to stay out of the box and just go hard and get pucks deep.
You guys have not been good on the penalty kill so far, but yet you're 8-for-8 and you get a win. Those two correlate together or not?
No, they make a couple adjustments. We were running around the first game, but we made some adjustments, and we were sitting back, getting more shot lanes, and they didn't really have much to shoot at. So, penalty did a great job.
Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Schultz.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.